Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2085. Now I'm in the mobile studio, obviously, as you can hear, heading back home, a bit of rain. I want to talk about the power of connection. So today, well, it's funny how things happen, right? I don't know whether you have those people in your life that you, whenever you connect with them, like it's very powerful. You have a great conversation, great time, and almost like you may not have seen them for years, but the conversation flows like you just saw the person yesterday because you're just so comfortable in talking to the person. And that's the experience that I've just had. It's somebody that we met in 2007, so what, 17 years ago, 2007 we met, and we were sort of connected there for a while. We used to catch up from time to time. We, like the group first, we used to organize a catch up and stuff. We started doing a little bit of business together back in 2008, probably it was, and even 2009, and anyway, it didn't really eventuate to anything. And then I guess it's just a case of life takes you in like different directions. And like I started up my business and you know, she went and did her thing and stuff. And, you know, growing our families and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a case of, oh, why don't we catch up? And just, that's the one of the good things about social media. Like we've kind of connected through, have been connected through that, and we just haven't caught up in person for a long time. I said, hey, I saw a post you did the other day, and I thought, oh, why don't I just reach out? And so we just caught up then, and actually it was about 3 hours, and it was just good. We had just such a great conversation catching up. And you think about, oh golly, I'm trying to think, it would be probably 10 years. And you think about catching up with somebody in 10 years, with a 10-year gap, and how much things have changed in 10 years. What you've like what you had an opportunity to speak about, all the different experiences that you've had in a 10-year period, the personal growth, you know, what's happened with your children and all that kind of stuff. There's just so much goes on, right? And so 3 hours wasn't really enough to talk about everything and all the, you know, the great things, but also all the challenges and the, you know, the sad bits that have happened on both sides. It's that power of human connection and genuine human connection. And I'm never one of those people that loves the chit-chat. This certainly wasn't chit-chat. It was like, it was good, deep conversation and fun. And yeah, I guess it's one of those things that I have said on this show, that I'm very conscious of the social aspect of me, because I don't go out and do that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to make it a conscious effort to make sure that I am doing things that fill me up, that are fun, and maybe some different things that I haven't done in a while or haven't done before even. So that's why I am making extra effort this year to genuinely connect with people, people that I want to spend time with and spend that energy with, and people that are going to match my energy or exceed my energy, because I just don't, I hate wasting time. I hate excuses, and you know, this person was just a perfect match in energy today, and it's just really great. So we were talking about what it takes. So, like, we're both similar ages, and what it takes to get to where we are, and the life's learnings, and where would we be if we made different decisions in terms of our careers and you know, wealth creation and all that kind of stuff. And both celebrating our fitness and our health and everything, because that's how we first met, studying. And you know, it was just really, really powerful. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's been, you know, quite some time since I've had that, you know, that much fun in conversation. Actually, the last time recently was the wedding that I went to over in Adelaide. Had some really good conversations with people over there as well. So maybe I just need to get out a little bit more. But I just hate wasting time, and this wasn't a waste of time. But I mean, just going out and going to the footy and stuff. But maybe that will change over time. I do know that it's an important part for me to be focused on connecting with people. Hence why I love the client aspect of the coaching with my clients, because I'm constantly with them. But also conscious of, all right, I need to make some efforts to be reaching out to friends and so forth that perhaps I haven't connected with in a while. Because guess what, Rob? You can have some fun doing that as well. This is where the conversation goes, I suppose. I just don't like chit-chat. I like deep conversations and that kind of stuff. I'm a very simple and complex individual all at the same time, just like I'm an introverted extrovert. So that is how I've spent the last 3 hours. Well worth it. I think we both took something, pardon me, valuable away from it. So I'm about to head home for a busy afternoon of clients, setting myself up for success tomorrow as well. It's been a good day today. Wasn't sure how long we were going to have a conversation for, but I made sure that I achieved some of the key milestones that I wanted to achieve this morning before doing that. And I maybe have a little bit more of a confession. I'm feeling like I am becoming addicted to the Guzman Gomez vegetarian bowl where I add chicken to it. Gosh, it tastes nice. I've got to learn how to make it myself. That might be a mission for the weekend, pulling apart all the ingredients that are in it. It's pretty simple ingredients, but it's got a nice sort of subtle flavor, not too overpowering, because I have mild. We had that for lunch. Yeah, something different, but that's what I normally order. Oh gosh, it was nice. It's very nice, but it's expensive. It's like $17 something. But anyway, that was what my afternoon has been like. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So don't underestimate the power of genuine human connection. Not just spending time with family that you don't want to spend, or people that you don't want to spend time with, and you're just spending time with them for the sake of ticking a box. I'm talking about the power of genuine connection with people. That's really, really, really powerful. All right. It's a short and sharp one today, but hopefully a great message for you. And stay strong, focused, healthy. Let's go. Have a great day.